92.3 WTTS. On demand.
I tell you what, buddy. It's interesting to talk to you. You've accomplished more in 15 years than I have done in my entire life. I can't believe all these things you're involved in. First of all, let's explain to people that might be listening that you are a racer. Okay? And also, you're kind of being groomed for Indy, aren't you?
Yeah, that's always been my dream since I can remember, to compete in the Indy 500 someday.
Yeah, and plus you're American, and right now there's a shortage of American drivers in Indy, aren't there?
Yeah, but I look at it, every other driver's worked hard to get their place on the grid, and you know, we just got to work twice as hard to get there now.
Well, the thing, too, I want to get into some of your other accomplishments here. You've developed an app for, what is it? What is the app for?
It's an iPhone and Android application that it works as an auto reply program. So say you get in your car and you turn my app on. So when somebody sends a text message to your phone, it automatically sends a message that you created or that you selected that came with a phone, sends it back to the person like, hey, I'm driving, I'll text you back later, just so you don't have to deal with taking your focus off the road.
That is excellent. Now, how you're working with Oprah Winfrey to get all 33 drivers to sign Oprah's No Phone Zone petition. You're trying to get a lot of people involved with not texting in the car, right?
Yeah, not texting, and also there's two options: that you will never use your phone in the car, or if you have to make a call, you'll use hands-free.
Okay, so have you met Oprah, or have you had contact with Oprah, or are you just trying to work on getting her petition signed?
Yeah, well, I actually was invited to her National No Phone Zone Day, and I talked to her before and after the show and kind of set this deal up. I had a lot of help from my PR manager, Clint Briney.
Now, Clint's a good guy. I know Clint. He's a good guy. Where are you based out of, Zach? Where are you from?
I'm actually in Ohio, about 2 hours south of Columbus. There's only like 100 people in my town, so we're kind of out in the country.
So you started racing when you were like 12 years old, and one of your coaches is familiar to Indy fans, I think.
Yeah, Dave Fisher, Sarah Fisher's father. He was actually a go-kart track. I think it was my third test day in a kart, and he walked up to us and told us that he knew a little bit about Yamaha engines and never told us who he was. And then about 3 weeks later, we was at his house picking up our first engine, and it all kind of came clear that he was the father of Sarah. And you know, I just can't say how awesome the Fisher family is. You know, they have racing through their blood, and without Dave, I wouldn't have been as far as I am today.
And it's not just Dave Fisher. Michael Andretti also has been working with you, right?
Right, yeah. He was me and my teammate Sage Karam. We had our first oval test at O'Reilly Raceway Park, and I think it was 2 weeks ago as a series test, and he came down and, you know, he gave us some tips and advice, and it really paid off towards the end of the day.
That's awesome, and you did really well, I guess, with your oval test. And actually, you're sponsored by Andretti Autosport, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm their USF 2000 driver.
And this, what's really funny about this is that you're doing all this driving, and you're like one of the quickest guys out there in your division, and you're going to race at O'Reilly on the night before the 500, right?
Right.
And yet you still don't have your learner's permit.
Yeah, I actually get my permit June 9th, so that'll be a fun day. But, yeah, I mean, being able to race at O'Reilly the night before the 500 is, you know, I feel it's going to be as big as running the 500 someday because, you know, it'll be our first oval race, and we'll have all the fans from the 500 there, hopefully. And
yeah, that would be nice, and I want everybody to remember the name Zach Veach. Put that in your memory bank, not only for O'Reilly Auto Park and the night before the 500, but also for the future. How old do you have to be to race in Indy? Is there a minimum age?
I think it's 18.
Okay. You think you'll be ready?
Yeah, we got a little bit of learning. Well, we got a lot of learning still to do, but, you know, as long as we keep working hard, I think we can accomplish it.
Who do you like in this year's race?
Oh, this year, yeah. I mean, at O'Reilly, we was P3, and we had a Road Atlanta test, and we was top three again. And
how about the Indy 500? Who do you think is going to win?
I'm hoping to Kanaan. He's been the fastest a couple of years, and you know it hasn't worked out for him yet. So I think this year will be his win.
Yeah, you know, man, I hope you're right, because a lot of us would like to see Tony Kanaan win, and you're keeping your toe in the Andretti line there, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great honor for me to be a part of this team, and I can't tell you how excited I am to work with him.
Yeah, well, Zach, you're an amazing guy.
And thank you.
It has been a real pleasure talking to you, and we're going to remember that name, Zach Veach, and go out and support you at O'Reilly for the night before the 500. And then 3 years from now, we'll see you trying out for Indy, okay?
Thank you, Paul.
92.3 WTTS. On demand.